Seventh parak of Tamai, Mishnah Aleph. Hamatmes chazeyu sheyochel etzlo v'eino maminu ala maitzes. The person is invited over for Shabbos to a friend of his, and he doesn't trust the friend in respect to maitzes. Now, we're not talking about a person that we don't trust at all. It's a person that had the status of Avaris in those days, which, even though I don't trust him, it's only a chashash midrabbonon. So since this is only chashash of Tamai midrabbonon, Chachamim made a leniency about how to proclaim the trumas of maitzes. V'oyimah me'er v'shabbos, and he can say before Shabbos, whatever I'm going to be mafish tomorrow, in other words, he's going to get his plate tomorrow and he's going to take off some of the vegetables on the side for maitzes. So he's basically making a tanai before Shabbos that which he's going to move to the side on Shabbos should be moved l'shem maitzes, l'shem maitzes somo, and the rest of the maitzes should be near that. There should be some maitzes, the trumas maitzes, as the concept we saw before, that 100th which he took off initially as mice and as making the truma as a mice. And basically doing so, he got rid of all the mice's and the truma as mice and mice's shayne, but svayne over dreimu mechul al mois. The mice's shayne should be either in the north or the south, or the remaining part of the produce, and it'll be redeemed on the money. So, once again, this is a very big chiddush, that number one is that one can make a condition of hafreshes trumas and maitzes before he actually does it. That's chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is even more so. You cannot take up trumas and maitzes from produce that's not yet in your possession. Here, we're permitting him to make this tanai and something that's not in his possession. Halacha l'maisa is that one cannot rely on this bizman hazeh because we don't have the situation of demai bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh, if the person's trustworthy, he's trustworthy. If he's not trustworthy, then it's a chashash of the ikir hadin, maybe he didn't take off maitzes. The only way one can use this tonight, this man is produce which is already in his possession. Then we do allow it. So, for example, somebody bought something, or he's not sure how many things his wife bought immediately before Shabbos, then he can make this condition on the produce which is already in his possession, and on Shabbos he removes a certain amount, a little bit more than hundreds of the produce, and rely on this tonight.